My name is Jordan Ashby. I'm a coordinator of volunteers and a community relations for Vision Australia in the Newcastle and Central Coast region.
Jordan, we're down at Blacksmiths Beach today at the Swansea Belmont Surf Life Saving Club. What's going on?
We've got a school holiday program happening this morning, so we've got our kids coming down to have a surfing lesson with Learn to Surf Newcastle. Then we've got some beach sports happening after that with Blind Sports New South Wales. And then we've got a presentation in the afternoon talking about marine life and coastal care and how we can conserve the environment that we actually enjoy in this area.
This event is hosted by Vision Australia. Why was it important for you guys to create an event like this in the Hunter region?
It's really important for networking, for our kids to come together and meet other like-minded people. Obviously, a day at the beach is something that's quite common on the coast, and we want our kids from blindness and low vision to be able to experience that as well.
What do you hope the kids get out of today?
Many number of things. We hope they get a lot of fun. They obviously have a lot of laughs, that they meet other people that are in the same boat as themselves. Learn some really important skills such as ocean safety. We're also hoping that they get the most out of the balance and on the board and that sort of thing, the beach sports and the camaraderie that comes with sport in general, and that they learn that they can do anything that they want to do.
This is the second time you've hosted the event here in the Hunter region. It is run across Australia as well. What do you hope for the future? Do you hope programs like this become more permanent?
That'll obviously be awesome. We do run our school holiday programs every holidays, so we hope to have these programs continue and we hope to get our kids, you know, grow up under our tutelage essentially and learn to live the lives that they choose.
Matt Formston, Paralympian, two times parasurfing world champion and world adventurer.
Matt, why did you want to take part in Vision Australia's event here today at the beach?
Well, I lost my vision when I was five, so I grew up with only 5% vision or a bit less. So for me to be able to help kids with growing up in the same situation as me is really important for me to be able to give back. I know I grew up on the beach, so I got to surf a lot. And I know a lot of kids don't have that opportunity, so I think for me to be able to come along and show them that it is possible. The ocean can be a very confronting place, I think for me to be able to take the kids out and take them for a surf and have a bit of fun with them, it helps me give back, but it also gives me a lot of joy to be able to be part of that whole process.
You've already mentioned you're a two-time world surfing champion. You've also been to the Olympics for cycling in Rio a few years back. What do you hope kids can take away from knowing how much you've achieved?
Yeah, look, I think my achievements are, they're just a couple of notes on a page. Obviously there's been a lot of work for me to get there, but I think the things that backs that up is behaviours, and a lot. It is very challenging for someone if you're growing up with any sort of disability or anything that's different in your life, any adversity. So I think to be able to just think about like what do I really want to achieve, and if I just keep focusing on that and work hard and put a lot of hard work into it, really. I mean, it's a cliche. People say anything's possible, but I mean, it is anything really is possible. I surf big waves all over the world, and I've done a lot of things that people with full vision don't do. If you just get the bit between your teeth and keep going, you can get there.
Why is it important for kids who are blind or have low vision to be involved in beach activities?
Australia is a very beach oriented community. I mean, I think it's 95% of Australians live within 100 kilometres of the beach. Those statistics alone show that we love living near the water, and we love being on the beach and being in the water. So for blind children and low vision children to be able to come and enjoy the beach and to get in the water, it's extremely important for them to feel like they're included as part of the normal community. For me, surfing has been, I've done a lot of extreme sports, but surfing is the one I always come back to because it's one of the safest places that people with low vision can play and enjoy time with their friends and family and the community. For parents, take the cotton wool off. For kids, harden up a bit and just go and do things that are outside your comfort zone, and one of the safest places you can do that is at the beach.
Hi, my name's Dominic Picton. I'm from Newcastle and I'm 16.
You've come to Vision Australia's beach day today at Blacksmiths. Why did you decide to sign up for an event like this today?
Well, mostly my mum. She was like, "Oh, Dom, they've got this thing on, it's surfing and beach sports, you know, there's a little presentation afterwards." And when soon she said that, I was like, "Oh, wow, that sounds really great, you know. I'd really like to be a part of that."
A really good school holiday activity too.
Yeah, just to fill in some time, so I'm not just sitting on my rear all school holidays, you know, playing video games and the like. It's really, really nice to get outside and, you know, just be outside and enjoy the activities here.
It is a beautiful day today. You've got a lot of different activities on. What are you looking forward to the most?
Probably the beach blind cricket, because I've previously played at a state level for blind cricket, so that should be really, really good.
How important is it for you to be involved in an event like this and sort of broaden your skills to include activities at the beach?
I think it's very important, because as someone with blindness or low vision, even though my vision is quite good, I still don't have, you know, the easiness and ability to just be able to go out and do things as you know, normal sighted people would. And to be able to have an opportunity like a day like today to be able to broaden those things and participate and get those skills is really important to me.
What would you say to other young people out there from the Hunter region and across New South Wales and Australia who are looking to get involved with activities at the beach or surfing, but just might be a bit hesitant?
Just do it. Just get in there and just rip in and just try it, you know. You'll never know if you don't go. Just got to try it and see what happens, and who knows, you might enjoy it.